Moody took hold of Harry's arms and pulled. Harry's leg came free of the trick step, and he climbed onto the one above it. Moody was still gazing at the map.
"Potter," he said slowly, "you didn't happen, by any chance, to see who broke into Snape's office, did you? On this map, I mean."
Yeah, I did," Harry admitted. "It was Mr. Crouch."
Moody's magical eye whizzed over the entire surface of the map. He looked suddenly alarmed.
"Crouch?" he said. You're sure, Potter?"
"Positive," said Harry.
"Well, he's not here any more,"
said Moody, his eyes still whizzing over the map.
"Crouch? That's very, very interesting."
He said nothing for almost a minute, still staring at the map. Harry could tell that this news meant something to Moody, and very much wanted to know what it was. He wondered whether he dared ask. Moody scared him slightly, yet Moody had just helped him avoid an awful lot of trouble.
Professor Moody, why do you reckon Mr. Crouch wanted to look around Snape's office?"
Moody's magical eye left the map and fixed, quivering, upon Harry. It was a penetrating glare, and Harry had the impression that Moody was sizing him up, wondering whether to answer or not, or how much to tell him.
"Put it this way, Potter,"
Moody muttered finally.
"They say old Mad-Eye's obsessed with catching dark wizards, but I'm nothing, nothing compared to Barty Crouch."
He continued to stare at the map. Harry was burning to know more.
"Professor Moody," he said again, "do you think... could this have anything to do with... maybe Mr. Crouch thinks there's something going on?"
"Like what?"
said Moody sharply. Harry wondered how much he dare say. He didn't want Moody to guess that he had a source of information outside Hogwarts. That might lead to tricky questions about Sirius.
"I don't know," Harry muttered. "Odd stuff's been happening lately, hasn't it? It's been in the Daily Prophet, the Dark Mark at the World Cup, and the Death Eaters, and everything."
Both of Moody's mismatched eyes widened.